It's 4:15 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial, on the internet, www.wmfo.org. Multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, this Sunday, March the 12th, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. Love to get you involved on sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Certainly love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Okay, 4:18 here on WMFO in Medford. Hopefully you set your clock ahead an hour so you're in tune with everybody else. Spring forward, and so therefore your clock should be saying 4:18, not 3:18. If you're saying 3:18, you're out of whack with everybody else. Okay, let's get going. We had some problems here in the station. Nobody was here when I came in, and the music was not playing. We weren't on air, so it took me a while to figure out what was going on, set things straight so I could get my program going. Apologize for that, but not my fault, really. Let's go into sports scores. Women's college basketball, only one game played among a top 25 team. Drake defeated Wichita State 86-68, and we are getting near to March Madness. They'll be announcing the I guess what they call it, the draw, later on in the week, I believe, for both men and women. So, therefore, stay tuned for that. We'll be next week getting into the March Madness. Men's college basketball yesterday, Arizona 7. This was an upset. Arizona, ranked number 7, defeated Oregon, who was ranked number 5, 83-80. Kentucky 79, Alabama 74. Another upset. Iowa State, who was ranked number 23, defeated West Virginia, ranked number 11, 80-74. SMU 70, UCF 59, Duke 75, Notre Dame 69, Cincinnati 81, UConn 71, Wisconsin 76, Northwestern 48. Okay, Will Bond will be pounding his chest. He'll be pulling out what little hair he has. He has no hair. Anyway, and Villanova 74 and Creighton 60. So that's it as far as college basketball is concerned. In the NBA, since we're still on basketball, let's go and continue. The Thunder 112 and the Jazz 104. Clippers 112, 76ers 100. Pistons 112, Knicks 92. Pelicans 125, the Hornets 122. That was an overtime game. The Cavaliers 116 and the Magic 104. The Bucks 102 and the Timberwolves 95. The Heat 104 and the Raptors 89. That's a good one for the Celtics. Spurs 107 and the Warriors 85. The Hawks 107 and the Grizzlies 90. The Suns 100 and the Mavs 98. And the Wizards 125 and the Trailblazers 124. That was an overtime game. And the Nuggets 105 and the Kings 92. The Celtics sort of limped home after a 2-3 road trip. Could have been 4-1, at least 3-2. Anyway, there were some games that I'm not that upset with the game that they lost to the Clippers that Isaiah was upset about. But I was more upset about the game that they lost the night before when it looked like he mishandled an inbound pass. But anyway, and then the Suns threw in a last second three-pointer to win the game. But that's the way the ball bounces sometimes in the NBA. What I am upset about is all the tripping. I mean, come on. Let the coach be the coach and you be the player. The coach doesn't throw you under the bus every single time you blow a shot, make a bad pass, or have a turnover, or whatever. So, let the coach and you play the game and let everything go. As it works, as it should work out. So therefore, play the game, and worry about being the other team, and let the coaches do the coaching. What can I say? In the games that they won, Kelly Olynyk played really well. In the games that they lost, Kelly Olynyk was not in sight. I'm not gonna pick on Kelly Olynyk only. I'm not throwing him under the bus. But for the minutes he's getting, you can't go from 19 points to no points or 4 points or whatever and be a consistent part of the rotation. So I don't know who the Celtics are going to get in the draft. But if we get a big man, I would say that Kelly, although he has the great potential, fourth year in the league now. And, he should be, more consistent than that. We need consistency from him. Amir Johnson is not giving us much offense. I thought he could give us some offense, a lot more than he's been giving, but so far that hasn't happened on a consistent basis. I think he's averaging 7 points a game. We got to do better than that, boy. Al Horford is Al Horford. That's why I was not jumping off the roof when we signed Al Horford to a max contract. Al Horford is a good player, sound player. He does what he does well, but he's not a take-over-the-game type of guy who's going to get you 20, 25 points a game when you need it. He plays within the flow of the game, and if he's not getting the ball because, for whatever reason, he's not getting the ball, he's not going to get you a lot of points elsewhere. But he does play the good defense, and therefore, we do need him for that. He's a great passer, and so we'll build on his strong points. He's certainly more consistent than Kelly Olynyk, but then again, here we go. Maybe if Kelly Olynyk was playing with the first team, he'd be more consistent too, but I don't know. That's Brad Stevens' problem to iron out. I'm just hoping that we get a great ball player coming out in the draft, and I'm not that crazy about all the point guards who are supposed to be so fantastic. We need the best big man that we can get, and I'll say that over and over and over until we get a big guy inside. Maybe the guy that we stashed overseas is going to be our big guy, so we can afford to draft the best player coming out in the draft, who, Alonzo Ball or one of those other point guards. But anyway, we'll see what happens. It's 425 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting and iTunes.com, radio, YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, March the 12th, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports here, talking sports virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
4:15 p.m. at an office in Michigan, Angie Hicks is not at her desk. She's giving blood at the company blood drive.
At the same time, in the same office, Kevin Meehan is not at his desk. He's at the doctor. Kevin has cancer and needs another round of chemo.
Kevin will need blood to fight his cancer.
Angie's blood will help him win.
When you give blood to the American Red Cross, you change a life.
Starting with your own.
Call 1-800-GIVE-LIFE or visit givelife.org to schedule your appointment to give blood.
And the message brought to you by our friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:31 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm host Donnie Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in a sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. Phone number is 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Okay, so therefore, the Celtics did not fare that badly, even though they went 2-3 on the road trip, because the Cavaliers have been stumbling all over the place. And here again, I talk about consistency from Kelly Olynyk. I guess we need consistency from the entire team, because after beating the Cavaliers and then going out and beating the Clippers, maybe it went to our head, and we lose to Phoenix and the Nuggets and the Clippers. So, I mean, the Warriors is the one that we beat, okay? But anyway, and that was surprising after the loss to the Phoenix. But anyway, the Warriors, as we know, are without Kevin Durant, so that was obviously a big loss. The Cavaliers signed Bogut, and he played less than a minute before he broke his leg. But anyway, and Smith is back, but Kevin Love is still out. So the Cavaliers may be struggling, although Deron Williams should, you know, give them a little more strength in the backcourt. Still a good passer, doesn't score that much, doesn't play a whole lot of D, but, you know, with LeBron out there, I guess that'll, you know, that'll take care of itself, I guess. But anyway, we'll see how far they can go, and if the Celtics have a chance of perhaps catching them and staying ahead of the Washington Wizards. Have been hot as can be, and for the life of me, I can't tell why they're that good. It's like the Denver Nuggets. I can't understand why we don't match up. Seem to match up so poorly against them. And I guess if you want to throw the coach under the bus again. I didn't see the entire game, but in the third period, we were going with a very small lineup. And it seemed like they were bigger than we are and just as quick, so it didn't help us to go with a small lineup. I think we had Horford on the floor with Crowder, Smart, Thomas, and Bradley. Very small lineup. And we weren't hitting our outside shots, and so therefore, we know the result of that game. You know, you talk about the result of that game. But anyway, we're coming down to the finals. And I guess we have a shot. We still have a shot. You know, doing some damage. Getting it. Well, certainly we're getting the playoffs. And it's still up in the air as to how far we will go as far as when it comes to playoff time. But anyway, it's going to be an interesting season. Let's see what takes place from this point on. 4:35 here on WMFO in Medford. Let's go to the National Hockey League. Yesterday, the Bruins 2 and the Flyers 1. An exciting victory for the Bruins. The Predators 3 and the Sharks 1. The Sabres 5 and the Blue Jackets 3. The Lightning 3 and the Panthers 2. The Maple Leafs 3 and the Hurricanes 2. That was an overtime game. The Flames 3 and the Jets zip. The Blues 4 and the Islanders 3. The Senators 4 and the Avalanche 2. So we didn't gain any ground on them. Penguins 3 and the Canucks zip. The Coyotes 5 and New Jersey 4. And the Kings 4 and the Capitals 2. In the Bruins game at 18:38, the first period, David Pastrnak got his 28th goal of the year on a power play with assist from Patrice Bergeron. 1-0 Bruins at the end of the first period. At 1:27 in the second period, Jordan Wheel got his third goal of the year with assists from Simmons and Giroux. At the end of the second period, 1-1, the Bruins and the Flyers. And then, with 6 seconds, six seconds left in the third period, Drew Stafford, the new pickup, got his sixth goal of the year with an assist from Miller. Bruins 2 and the Flyers 1. So the Bruins gained 2 points on Montreal, who did not play, and they remain, I think, 4 points behind the Senators, Ottawa Senators. In that game, Mason had 25 saves for the Flyers, and Rask had 26 for the Bruins. A real tight game, and the Bruins were able to pull it out. And it's interesting to see, you know, how things have changed with just a change in coaches. But you can't break, I guess, Claude Julien, because he's gone to Montreal and he's got them winning. And after a rocky start, they've been able to maintain their 6 or 8 point lead over the Bruins. So Bruins are going to make the playoffs. They should be a better team in the playoffs the way they're playing if they continue to play this way. The experts in hockey said that what they're doing is that they're allowing they're playing a more wide open game, allowing the defensemen to go up ice more than Julien allowed them to do. And so therefore you got more skaters there, and you're not playing, you know, like shorthanded all the time when you're on offense, because you got your defensive men back there. But I guess in a series against a team that's got speed as well as size, that may hurt you down the end if your defensive men can't get back when the other team is bringing the puck up ice. And that puts a lot more strain on the goaltenders as well. But we've been getting pretty good goaltending from Kadubin as the backup goaltender for Rask. And Rask has been playing, you know, extremely well all season as well. Except for times when he's been injured. So, we'll see. I'm more optimistic now than I have been in the past as far as the Bruins are concerned. I just thought they looked like an old, slow team. The past couple of years, and I guess maybe they've turned it around, at least under Butch Cassidy. We'll see if this can continue. It's 4:38 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial or on the internet. Also at www.wmfo.org. And we multicast at iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donald Lee Brown, on this Sunday, March the 12th, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call at 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
What if it wasn't always about getting ahead? What if you didn't care about being on the fast track? What if your career goals were to change? Instead of flying off to the big interview, what if you flew somewhere else altogether? To embark on a different track, to volunteer in ways you never dreamed of, in places you never imagined yourself being. Like a tiny island in the Pacific, barely visible on a map, but where needs are easy to see. Or a village on the African continent, where just a little training in HIV awareness can change the fate of thousands. What if you decided to share your skills with others and help someone else get ahead? Peace Corps, life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.gov.
And the message is brought to you by our friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 442 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the conversation, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO. Now, if you're a regular listener to the program, and I know you are a regular listener to the program, at this time of the year, I don't give too much emphasis to what's going on in spring training. You know, if someone's having a breakout spring training, I might mention it. But overall, you know, with the way the games are played and who's playing, and I guess, and that's not, you know, nothing wrong with that. The management is trying to find out where they can slot their players. If anybody from the minors is going to be able to break into the major league roster. So you got to give these guys a shot. I have no problem with that. I'm just saying you can't base what's going on in spring training on what's going to happen in the season, generally. So, I mentioned the Red Sox. And so, yesterday the Red Sox had a split doubleheader. And in one game, the Red Sox defeated the Rays two scores to one, Red Sox two, and the Rays one. And in the other game, the Twins 13 and the Red Sox zip. So therefore, like I said, okay. And the game that we won, Dustin Pedroia went 1-for-3 and he scored a run. Mookie Betts went 0-for-2, but he got a walk and he scored a run. Moreland went 2-for-3 with RBI, and Sandoval went 1-for-3 with RBI. Craig went 1-for-3. And Chris Sale went four innings, gave up one run, walked, you know, gave up no runs. One walk, gave up. Chris Sale went four innings, gave up no runs, gave up one hit, one walk, and five Ks. That's what I wanted to say. So Chris Sale looks like he's the real deal, and he's rounding into shape and looking good. But like I said, it was a split squad game, so therefore, we can't get too excited. In the other game, Marco Hernandez, who I think has a shot at making the team, went 1-for-3. He's hitting .357 on the season. Young went 1-for-3. He's hitting .350. Benintendi went 1-for-2 with a walk. He's hitting .370. Swihart went 0-for-1. He's hitting .313. Jackie Bradley Jr. went 0-for-2 with a walk. He's hitting .190. Christian Vasquez went 1-for-3. He's hitting .206. And Owens, I think he may fall out of he may fall out of Pawtucket the way he's going. He went 2 1/3 innings, gave up 5 hits, 6 runs, all earned, 4 walks, 4 strikeouts, but he has a 15.95 ERA. Certainly not one that would give you enthusiasm about his future as far as the Red Sox are concerned. Big guy, 6'8", but he doesn't throw that hard. You know, low 90s. And unless you got control with all your other pitchers as well, you know, they're going to bang you around. And that's what's taking place. Here again, you know, with the World Baseball Classic taking place, Xander Bogaerts is, who knows, over in Korea or someplace, playing for the Netherlands. So also is Abad, but he's not playing for the Netherlands. But he's in the World Baseball Class. The only two Red Sox players that are involved. I'm rooting for Alan Craig. Alan Craig, I think he's maybe turning it around. And even though he's not on the roster, and he's, I think he's going to be paid $11 million. And if they put him on the roster, that'll put him over the luxury tax. But who cares? Henry has more money than he knows what to do with. And so let's pay the luxury tax if he's going to be good enough to make the club and get us into the World Series and beyond. Big, strong, right-handed bat. He can play left field. He can play right field. He can play first base. You know, but the bat is the big thing. And who knows? We could have him platooning with Moreland at first base. And, you know, giving Benintendi a shot. Well, I guess, no, we got Young, too, also. So Young's probably a better defensive outfielder. But anyway, I'm rooting for Alan Craig to make the club. Hopefully. We'll see what happens. Okay, 447 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnie Brown, on this Sunday, March the 12th, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're here talking sports virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in a sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call at 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back, and you know we're going to talk New England Patriots. Don't you go anywhere. We'll be right back.
dream. Radon testing, keep it healthy and clean. Make it green, green, green.
Making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for the presence of radon. It's easy. To learn more, call 866-730-GREEN. Preserve your family's health and well-being. Get your home tested. Now that's living healthy and green.
Green, green, green. It's your home, it's your dream. Radon testing, keep it healthy and clean. Make it green, green, green.
To learn more, call 866-730-GREEN.
A message from the US EPA.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:53 is the Brown Perspective on Sports. Time, I'm your host, Donnie Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in sports conversation. A little bit late now, 4:53. But we're going to go over New England Patriots, like I said. Talking to my son yesterday, I said, you know, I'm going to have to get a scorebook or whatever to recognize all these new faces the Patriots are bringing in. Usually the Patriots don't make much of a splash in free agency. This year they've gone hog wild with trades and everything else. Okay, on the defensive end, if you hadn't heard, we picked up Lawrence Guy, a defensive lineman. We signed Alan Branch. The big trade with New Orleans, we got Brandon Cooks, a wide receiver. Prior to that, we got Stephon Gilmore, free agent from the Buffalo Bills, and we still have Malcolm Butler. So it's going to be interesting to see. But we did lose Logan Ryan. But people are saying that Brandon Cooks, since I don't follow Buffalo that much, is a shutdown corner. And, Stephon Gilmore is the shutdown corner. And Brandon Cooks is a speed merchant that we haven't had since, I don't know, Randy Moss? I don't know, going way back. But anyway, then we got a defensive end, Coney Ealy from the Panthers. And we also got tight end Dwayne Allen from the Colts, who was also a free agent. We haven't done anything yet with Donta Hightower. And like I said, Malcolm Butler is still a free agent. Not a free agent, but a restricted free agent, I believe. And we lost Martellus Bennett, the tight end. But like I said, we picked up Dwayne Allen. And we haven't heard anything more on LeGarrette Blount, although supposedly it shouldn't be a big deal. He's not going to break the bank as far as re-signing is concerned. Adrian Peterson, that would be interesting. A lot of people knock Adrian Peterson, injuries and fumbles and whatnot, and he wants the ball. Nothing wrong with that, I guess. Will he be a fit? Would he be a fit for the Patriots if he's willing to take less money? The less money part sounds good, and he certainly would put some. We have no problem selling out, but he obviously. You know, he's a guy that would attract some attention as far as publicity is concerned. And I can say that as far as the opposition, let's face it. We met Atlanta in the Super Bowl, and they haven't done anything yet. Maybe they feel they don't have to do anything. I don't know, but Pittsburgh, we played before them. They haven't done anything. That would knock you off your tracks. Denver hasn't done anything. You know, maybe they're just hoarding their picks. And hopefully the build through the draft. There's still all the Garoppolo rumors out there. Is he going? Isn't he going? Is he going? Isn't he going? What do I think? Hey, if we can hold on to him, if we don't get a number one and a number two in exchange for him, or maybe even two number ones. that don't have to be this year. You know, whatever. We'll spread them out over a couple of years there. And we'll see, because I think that Jacoby Brissett is not that far. He just doesn't have as much experience. But I think he can do everything that Garoppolo's going to do. I think Garoppolo's going to be a great player, quarterback, But it depends upon the team that he goes to. If he goes to the Browns, you know, he, you know, unless they add a whole lot of parts around him, he's going to struggle. So with anybody, Brady, you name anybody. The Browns cut RG3. And it's going to be interesting to see if anybody picks him up as a backup. They picked up Brock Osweiler. I don't understand that one. But anyway, if they think that's what they need to do, good luck to them. Osweiler, I think, you know, here again. Osweiler did not have a whole lot of, you know, ammunition down there in Houston. But Houston's defense, if J.J. Watt comes back healthy, is going to be ferocious. Hopefully we don't play them this year. I don't know the schedules yet, but anyway, they were good last year in their front. And I don't even know if Vince Wilfork is coming back, but his replacement down there was playing pretty well all year anyway. So whether Vince hangs him up or not, Houston is going to be tough defensively. Now, can they score any points? That's another story. It's 4:58 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org. We are multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. Just about ready to put the wraps on this edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Be back next Sunday, Lord willing, at 4 a.m., hopefully. The station will be in better condition than it was. but anyway, we'll see what happens from here's point on. So invite you to stay tuned for Sounds of Praise. We are going to be featuring new music, top hits of the year 2017. And hopefully you'll stay tuned and be blessed. And we'll see you next week, all you sports fans out there.